Belichick has been a lot more jovial and joking in his news conferences today. He was on a roll. Then inevitably somebody asked a question about Spygate and whether it tarnishes some of the Super Bowl victories. When people bring that up, does it drive you crazy?
It used to, but not anymore. I think the guys that were here through that knew what was really going on, and it could bother you for a while, but I think a lot of us have gotten over it.
Thank you a lot.
Did you play for your father when he was your coach?
Did I play for mine? I think in Little League T-ball. That might have been the last time.
I mean, what were you in there like as a coach? I mean, because a lot of, you know, parents who coach kids, they tend to, you know, everybody else can make a mistake, but my kid can.
Yeah, that wasn't my dad. He was always very supportive of us going through, from when I was a little kid till I was in high school. He'd always tell me what I did wrong, but what I did good also.
Yeah.
What's up, bro?
How's it going, buddy?
Troy, what's up, guys? CSN's here, huh?
Yes, indeed. Yes, we come to get some inside info from you, man, and will you be hitting guys below the belt in this game?
If the opportunity's there, definitely.
Good to see you, man.
I never pass up on one of those chances.
I mean, one chop block early in the game ain't going to kill nobody.
No.
If I'm ever in a fight with a gang or somebody, I'm hoping Logan Mack is with me when that happens.
Give me a call. I'm always willing.
Yeah, ride up there on that Harley, that truck.
Or the
I
horse.
Like that hat.
Or the
I other. Like that hat right there, man. That's
yeah,
pretty clean.
They just nice. Gave it to us.
Oh, yeah?
It was free.
It fits you. Good luck in the game.
Good luck in the game today, man.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, now.
Penalties are fine. I think, knock on wood, it's been like 11 games or 12 games since I got one.
I wanted to ask you, and you probably heard about this, and I probably got questions about this. I read about Chris Canty's quote about how New York fans should expect a parade on Tuesday. I know how you guys operate. Vince talked about it. A couple of the guys have talked about it. You guys that you play on the field, you're talking.
Yeah.
What kind of response do you have?
Well, I don't blame him for saying that. Hopefully our fans are getting ready too. You know, we want to win the game. They want to win the game. We know only one team can. So whichever team wins is going to have a big party, and the other team will be very disappointed.
I know one of the keys to a successful offensive line, we talked to Dante about this, is consistency, continuity, being able to roll the five same guys out there on a regular basis. You guys have done a lot of mixing and matching this year. I mean, you guys have been in four different centers, four different starting centers, a couple different
just the way we practice, we've done a lot of rolling guys in and out, getting everybody reps. So I think that ended up being a big part of our success, because when we had the new guys coming in, everyone was used to them and they were used to playing. So I think that helped out the guys a lot.
How much does your role change, or has your role changed specifically this year because you've had so many different guys at center?
Not so much. Our centers have done a great job of being prepared, and you have to get used to the new guy that's in there. But those guys, Dante, when we knew a different guy was coming in, he busted that guy's butt all week and had him ready to go, and he was ready to go mentally and physically, and you just had to get used to him that week. And I think we did a good job, and a lot of credit to those centers. They did a really good job.
Hey, Logan, can you make sense for how prepared you guys are, how ready you are, like how Bill kind of deals with you guys as a team?
Oh, yeah, because he's going to let you know if you're ready and let you know if you're not ready. So if he's in those morning meetings, if he's showing a bunch of mistakes from the day before, you're very aware that you're not ready.
What about if you are ready? Does he, I guess, give you flowers and candy?
I wouldn't go that far, but he's still going to keep riding you, because that's what he believes in and he feels works best for the team. And I think guys appreciate that, because there's never any letdowns. We're always striving to be perfect for Bill.
Does his demeanor with the team change during the course of a week like this? Is he loose and relaxed early in the week, joking, and then from this point forward, does he change?
He was loose and relaxed this morning.
Well, that's with you guys. it's not business time right now. When it's business time, he'll be ready for business. And if it's joke around time with us, he's more than willing to joke around. But that's the best part about Bill. You know how he's going to be every day. He comes to work, and as players, we appreciate that, knowing when we get to work what to expect from our head coach.
Do you think the Giants have shown the proper amount of respect for your quarterback, given what he's accomplished and the way they've talked about what they've done against him?
I don't know. That's how they feel. That's fine. I just know it's going to – whatever happens Sunday is – that's the talking that we're going to do, and we'll see what happens.
So your coach this week talked about